You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, it's a Friday morning, and it's a beautiful sunny morning here in Vancouver. And here we are together with our listening audience out there.
Bob, my question for today's show, historically, is the Santa Claus rally for the market a reality, or is it just like a myth, mostly like the big jolly man himself?
I think it's sort of a myth. Let's put it this way. If it rallies going into Christmas time, it's a Santa Claus. It's a typical Santa Claus rally. If it doesn't rally, then nobody says anything about it. That's sort of what I think. So there are other seasonal moves in stock markets, but where a seasonal move can be useful is if you got the right technicals on it. So if you have, say, a wonderful seasonal rally into September, October, and you're getting overbought readings, hey, you know you're close to probably an important top. So, yeah, then we got some other questions.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye today. The first one, Japan's debt bomb explodes, $1.2 trillion in global assets exit begins as currency war goes nuclear.
Yeah, $1.2 trillion. Mm. Pretty soon we'll be talking about big numbers, Jim.
Well, it's almost as much as Elon Musk is going to be worth in a few years.
Anyways, debt bomb explodes. Now, that's just a wonderful headline.
Headline, October inflation unexpectedly crumbles amid drop in rents, the biggest drop in rents in 15 years.
Yeah. Nice. Generally a consumer-friendly story that all of a sudden rents come down. But the problem is rents and real estate prices may go down for a long time. After a great financial bubble, let's put it this way. Real estate gets bubbled on the way up, and then it gets unbubbled on the way down.
And real estate moves like a glacier. It's very slow, but very certain.
Oh, no. No? You can get some pretty fast moves in real estate. I did a study 3 years ago, I guess it was November, and prices. And when I found a price index for Toronto real estate, and then I found one for land outside of Toronto, and of course they were both the same, and Muskoka and Lake Country and all that sort of stuff had got bubbled, so it went up sharply together, and they were down quite noticeably. So, and then at the end of previous great financial bubbles, real estate just becomes a disaster. So,
do people have to make panic selling to cover stock market losses?
Oh, there could be some of that, yeah.
Headline, Trump administration touts record-shattering energy report despite Biden-era crackdown. What's up with that?
Oh, well, more drilling. Drill, baby, drill. After the insane Biden-Democrat administration, what? You couldn't stand energy from coal, oil, or natural gas. Even natural gas they couldn't stand. So it was, everything was going to be run on windmills and solar cells. And even our Prime Minister, Carney, is a dyed-in-the-wool control freak. And he thinks that we can build so many solar cells and windmills in Canada that it can, we can ship the power to the United States. I mean, really, how much power are you going to ship when the wind isn't blowing? And how much power are you going to ship when it gets dark at nighttime? I mean, these people are first-order fools on this one on global warming. For a billion years that life has been on this planet, the record shows that warming is very good for critters. Just lift up a glacier somewhere and see how much life you got under it. Or let's go back 12,000 years ago when the ice sheet extended down to where Chicago is now. There was nobody living there then. So there's a lot of madness out there when it comes to climate.
Prime Minister Carney and Alberta Premier Danielle Smith all smiles on Wednesday after they agreed on a memorandum of agreement about a northern pipeline in British Columbia to the coast to take Alberta crude from the oil sands to markets in Asia. Do you think that will ever get built?
Well, I read about it this morning, and I think it is a step. And Premier Danielle Smith from Alberta, she's a very savvy political leader, and she's got a good handle on what they're trying to do in Ottawa. And I think she's handling it well. This memo of understanding or whatever it is a step along the way, but it's going to take, really, it's going to take a change in government in Ottawa to really get rid of this nonsense. And Carney, as I said, he is a true blue. It is the environment, or it's global warming, CO2, and we are going, they're even talking about pumping CO2 into storage bins in places in old oil wells. And one of the political conservative leaders, he said they're going to be pumping air into the ground to fix things. I mean, and that is what it is. They're going to be pumping air down old wells to fix the climate. I mean, you can't get more absurd than that.
Well, you know, if things do start to cool off, if we have all that carbon in storage, maybe we could release it to warm things up again.
You've got the right spirit, Jim, yes.
I'm from Alberta. We're always positive.
Okay.
I was asked once when floods devastated Calgary if the stampede would take place 2 weeks later. I said, if they have to stand there with sheets of plywood over their heads and the horses race on top of that, the stampede will go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of spirit they have in Alberta.
Well, when I was 10 and 11, we lived in Calgary, and I remember getting on the bus or streetcar and going down, you know, with my chums, going down to see the events at the Stampede. So, yeah, lots of fun.
And speaking of oil and so on, our friend of the show, Joseph Schachter, on This Week in Money on House Street, will discuss why the Northern Pipeline might be needed, not to make money today or even 10 years from now, but strategically in case the U.S. decides to invade Venezuela. He explains how all that works.
Oh, that's an interesting story. But I'm all for a serious crude oil pipeline across the northern part of British Columbia, and it can be done safely and practically. And here's the other one that the BC government, led by this fool, Eby, they're all uptight and got laws against shipping crude oil up and down the BC coast. And they never say anything about the crude oil tankers that have been moving crude all along from Alaska down to the west coast of the States. They're out there all the time. But then they just don't want to have Canadian tankers. I mean, the more I look at these crazy lefties, it's just so frustrating. But there's nothing that a good Great Depression couldn't fix.
Also, what should be pointed out, the tankers now along our coast, even if they're from Alaska, they're double-hulled. And we all remember the Exxon Valdez accident back in the 70s in Prince William Sound in Alaska. Very devastating. But because of that accident, the ships are double-hulled. And I looked up any major accidents involving those ships. No.
Now, also, I think the Valdez, there was some hanky-panky going on.
He was drunk.
Yeah, that was it. I thought, well, maybe it was crew fooling around, but
the captain was drunk.
Drunk, okay, yeah.
We have another headline here. CarMax shares crater as the board outs the CEO amid deepening used car market cracks.
Used car market cracks. That says it right there, doesn't it?
Is that an indicator of the economy?
Yeah, well, who buys used cars? People down the economic chain. And if they can't buy them, you're in trouble.
Of course, used cars became really, really expensive during COVID when new cars weren't being produced.
Oh, right. Now, that was a rare occurrence. Yeah.
Well, every 100 years we have a pandemic. Well, you know, 2018, 2019, but 100 years.
We'll see.
Bob, anything else that's kind of buzzing around inside your bonnet?
That's a funny way of putting it. Yeah, we're. The speculation in financial markets has been on record, and we have a chart here from, well, it's from a guy in the States, Ron Grease, that I know well, and he does big long-term charts, and this is a chart of the Standard & Poor's 500 stock index compared to the average wage. So it's how many hour, it's how much you got to work to buy a unit of the S&P 500. And and this goes back to 1960s, and it is just one huge, rapidly rising chart. When you just look at that kind of a chart, you know that it is now becoming precarious. And so... And then on our work, like Ross's work, we have the very good technical analysis on momentum and things like that. So, and we've been getting some signals that you get near tops. And I'm telling you, we're not getting the signals you get near bottoms. That, it's opposite stuff. So... The financial markets have been in the greatest drunken party in history, and it seems to be maxing out. And when they pull the pin on this one, I think it'll be dramatic. Maybe somewhere in the first quarter. We'll watch it closely.
So positive till the end of the year. Also, it was pointed out to us by friend of the show, Mark Leibovit, during my interview with him, that towards the end of the year, money market managers get bonuses depending on how profitable they've been. So they'll bend anything and borrow here and chip there just to make sure they have real positive numbers to get that year-end bonus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen that in financial markets for decades. A little self-serving exercise in there, yeah.
Maybe that's why there's a Santa Claus rally. They're putting the gifts into their own pockets.
Right, yeah. Helping out their own numbers, yeah. Anyways, that's the way the world works.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we're looking forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.